WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The life and legacy of Jimmy Carter is being remembered. Maya Ellinger is one of many people already paying respects.
His legacy here in Atlanta, not just the Carter Center, but the way that he thinks about service is something that I've always looked up to and admired. And for me, he's part of the heartbeat of Atlanta.
Carter's final journey will be to his home in Plains, Georgia. CBS's Mark Strassman is there.
America will get its chance to say goodbye to Mr. Carter over the next 10 days. He is going to have observances in both Atlanta and in Washington, D.C. He will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol, and then there will be a funeral service for him on January 9th at the National Cathedral in Washington. Jimmy Carter, dead at 100. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Plains, Georgia.
In Times Square, New York.
3, 2, 1.
They've tested the ball.
Everything worked perfectly today. We're ready. Let's celebrate.
That's Jeffrey Strauss with Countdown Entertainment. A million people are expected to pack the area, and New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says,
since everyone will be in tight quarters, we'll have dedicated pickpocket teams patrolling through Times Square.
Police in Oakland, California say they've responded to 34% fewer homicides this year compared to 2023. But Oakland resident Brenda Alvarez says,
when I meet people that come to visit Oakland, that's always the first question they ask me. Like, are you scared that something's going to happen to you? It's like, yeah, there's so many things that could happen.
Northern California prosecutors have filed new charges against Matthew Mueller, convicted in the 2015 kidnapping of Denise Huskins, as seen in a Netflix documentary. The new charges are in connection with home invasion sexual assaults.
DNA technology has gotten significantly better since 2010, and so recently we've been able to find the defendant's DNA on that strap, which is not something that we were able to find in 2010.
U.S. aviation officials will assist in the investigation into a deadly plane crash in South Korea that killed 179 people. BBC's Jean McKenzie reports from Muan International Airport.
Both of the black boxes, they have been recovered from the crash site here, so the voice recorder and the flight recorder, but the flight recorder has been very badly damaged, and so experts are saying it might be many months before they can get the data off that. It's also taking time to identify the remainder of the bodies. Forensic teams are now taking DNA from some of the families. Many of them have been sleeping here at the airport overnight, up in the terminal building.
The Pentagon has sent home a detainee at the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo after almost 30 years. Riyad bin Salman sent back to Tunisia. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Packers lose to the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Vikings jumped out to an early lead again against Green Bay and held on to win this time 27-25 over the Packers. Former Packer Aaron Jones says, from Justin Jefferson to tight end TJ Hockenson, the Vikings have depth.
We have weapons, and I think that's what was scary. We got so many playmakers, so guys understand that, and they make the most of their opportunities.
The Packers plagued with penalties, illegal formation, offsides on a field goal, even 12 men on the field. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that was on us as coaches. Called the personnel, somebody heard it different, and that's how we got 12 in the huddle. That's the first time that's happened in a really long time. You know, those are drive-stopping penalties.
And the NFL has announced that the Packers' final regular season game is Sunday at noon when they host the Bears. NBA, the Bucks lost to the Bulls over the weekend. Tomorrow, they play the Pacers in Indiana for an early New Year's Eve game. Tip-off time is 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million in change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some areas of dense fog in the overnight, cloudy skies and northerly winds as temperatures drop back into the upper 20s. On Tuesday, some isolated snow showers around, cloudy skies. Northwest winds will be breezy, high temperatures in the lower 30s. It's 30 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we lead into Civic Media's New Year's Eve celebration with Lou Regani, with highlights from my appearances on some of your favorite Civic Media shows. Happy New Year, everyone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News
now
Radio.
You can adopt. Go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
For the third hour of our program, on the line with us, our buddy Dean Obidala, my colleague here on Sirius XM Progress. His show is from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 p.m. here on the West Coast. It's his Substack newsletter, which you need to subscribe to. It's free. It's called The Dean's Report. Just go over to Substack and Substack.com and plug in Dean's Report, and it'll get you right to it. You can sign it. Just plug your email address in, and boom, it shows up in your email box. It's that simple. His website also, deanofradio.com and deanobidala.substack.com. And Dean, it's so nice to have you with us, and I want to talk about, you know, your thoughts on, and I know you've been writing about a lot of this stuff. In fact, just this morning, your newsletter I just got a little while ago about, bending the knee in advance or kissing the ass in advance, actually. I was wondering out loud on my program in the last hour whether Trump literally bends over and says, kiss it. And if he did, whether, you know, Zuckerberg and Bezos would do that. I'm curious your thoughts on, you know, what's going on here, and why ABC, when they clearly could have won this case, decided instead to give him $15 million.
Well, Tom, first, nice to be on your show, and I think that if Trump asked them to kiss his buttocks, they would say which one, both left and right. They'd be happy to do whatever he wants. This is about big money, and to remind people, Jeff Bezos blocked the Washington Post, which he's the owner of, from endorsing Vice President Harris right before the campaign. And we all knew something was up. We all knew something was very concerning. And now Jeff Bezos has agreed in the last week to give $1 million to Donald Trump's reelect his inaugural committee. And bonus, live stream it on Amazon Prime, like any of us has to see it there. And Meta, not to be outdone, Mark Zuckerberg, also $1 million for the inaugural committee. And just so people know, Meta did not give any money in 2020 to Joe Biden's inauguration committee, nor in 2016 or 2017 to Trump's. This is a new era for corporate media. They understand Donald Trump is transactional in every part of his life. So they're throwing money at him, including the $15 million that ABC News did, owned by Disney, to suck up to Trump, not to have any problems. And Tom, you know, Trump did a press conference today from Mar-a-Lago, and I had the mispleasure of watching it, but I thought it was important to watch it. And this issue came up. He talked about point blank suing more places, more media outlets, including Iowa, the Des Moines Register, for printing a poll about him that turned out to be wrong. And he even invoked the Justice Department. He said, the Justice Department should be the really one looking into this. He is telling us he will use the Justice Department to come after him. So, Tom, I think to sum up, there is a business concern by these oligarchs and also a concern about him using DOJ to prosecute them, literally go after them personally and their corporations. And we're living in a new time now. This is the strong man has come to power. And they are bending a knee because one, for business, and two, for loss of liberty, potentially.
Right. And in fact, he had called for ABC to lose their licenses, mm-hmm, for their affiliated television stations.
And that, you know, that would, of course, would be a huge blow. And that would be the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. So it sure looks to me, Dean, like what we're seeing is early stage real fascism. I mean, back in 1986, the dictionary definition in the American Heritage Dictionary, which I have at home, and I sometimes have to take a picture of it and publish it because people don't believe it. But for years, the definition of fascism was, and I quote, the merger of corporate and state interests combined with belligerent nationalism. Now, most modern dictionaries, and including the American Heritage Dictionary, now say, you know, it's a strongman government and, you know, quack, 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 you know, the more Timothy Snyder definition. But right. I think that what we're looking at, we've seen, you know, in 1983, Ronald Reagan ordered the Justice Department, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the Federal Trade Commission to stop enforcing the Sherman Antitrust Act. In the 1960s, in 1965, when Buster Brown and Kenny Shoes wanted to merge, the Supreme Court shot that down because the combined company would have controlled 5% of the U.S. shoe market. Today, Nike controls 19% of the U.S. shoe market. You know, Reagan stopped the enforcement of that act. That led to a five-year period that was referred to as the M&A mania. People like Michael Milken and whatnot, you know, buying the General Electric, Jack Welch, buying up companies, reducing redundancy. Hey, we just bought 40 companies and we're rolling them into one company. We don't need 39 CEOs. We don't need 39 purchasing managers. We don't need 39 accounting company, you know, accounting divisions. And the result of this is that, you know, we became basically a monopoly-based economy. And now these monopolies, which have created a lot of these billionaires, are reaching out for control over our government itself. And government has tremendous power. And Trump is now saying essentially that he's going to wield that power on behalf of them or against them. Speak to that power. I mean, you're an attorney. Sure. You're familiar with it. Yeah. The power to imprison or even literally to kill people is an awesome power that only government holds.
I think there's no doubt that Donald Trump will use his DOJ to make an example of a few people. And that's how a wannabe autocrat gets even more power. It's this is not obeying in advance, like Timothy Snyder said. This is actually obeying after someone is punished. The way he does is make an example of a few people. It might be a prosecution. It might be heavy fines. It might be some kind of penalty to the company that's so painful that everyone else begins to self-censor. And self-censorship is an autocrat's best friend. Because you don't have to do anything anymore. People are just holding back on their own. They're going, I could write this article, or I could use this word, but I'll use this other word. It's a little softer. And I won't use fascism anymore. I'll say things like strongman, which Trump would actually like, as opposed to an autocratic threat to our democracy. But Tom, I think, you know, we can debate, is this an oligarchy? Is this a kleptocracy? Is it a plutocracy? The one thing it's no longer going to be is a democratic republic going forward. And big money now is going to sit at the table. And by the way, at Trump's press conference today, he talked about Mark Zuckerberg came and had dinner with him. Tim Cook from Apple he said, Jeff Bezos is coming this week. And he said he was kind of shocked because in 2016, everyone was fighting me. He goes, now they want to come here and meet with me. They want to talk to me. They view him as purely transactional. And so it's a different level now. They see this as some kind of old era of government where corruption is legalized and it's fine because bribery is legal. Now you can get a super PAC donation of $270 million like Elon Musk did to help Donald Trump and his campaign and the Republicans. It's a new gilded age. We've talked about this. And my hope is we get to the backlash where we have a reform era, a progressive reform era against this. I don't know what it's going to take for that to happen because at the same time, Tom, I watch it very closely today while he's talking about these big wealthy people came to meet with him. At the same time, he's rarely against big pharma for charging too much money to consumers for goods. So he's giving crumbs, populist crumbs to people who go like, look, he cares about us. And on the other end, he's talking about meeting with the oligarchs in the various industries. It's a little shrewder than I thought he was going to be. He was more lucid than I expected in the press conference today. It was deeply alarming in a different way.
Yeah, no, and this is, by the way, not coincidentally, this is how Hitler consolidated his power in the early 1930s. Like you said, you throw a few crumbs to the people and you bring in basically all the power structures. It seems to me
that what we're going to end up with, Dean, is favored industries and disfavored industries. Bob Kennedy talking about, and I refuse to call him Bobby because that's his dad. I remember his dad. Bob Kennedy is talking about going after the ultra-processed food industry, for example. Something that I would support, actually, you know, and I think a lot of Americans might. What's happening now, it appears to me, and I'd love to get your take on this, is that companies are realizing very quickly that they can be a favored industry or a disfavored industry. That you've got to pick sides right now.
I agree with you. And earlier today, and I'm going to write an article about it as well. But earlier today, I was sharing an article from about 7-8 years ago, just about the Nazi industrialists. And Elon Musk was around in the time of Hitler, but his name was Gustav Krupp. And Gustav Krupp was a big wealthy donor who was a big industry man and helped the Nazi party in 1933 in those elections. He bankrolled them. Hitler called him the Führer of industry, and he bankrolled so much of what the Nazis did. And ultimately, Gustav Krupp was charged with war crimes by the Nuremberg trials. Same thing with Alfred Krupp, but it was also Gustav Krupp was the main person then. That is the Elon Musk of that time. Going in a more modern era example, and I've written about this before, it's the Putin oligarchs. Putin, yeah, when he comes to power, brings the oligarchs in, says, you do business with me. You don't stand in my way. You'll be rewarded with great wealth. But if you stand in my way, you're going to pay a price. And that he does a few examples of oligarchs who go to jail and disappear and nationalizes their assets. And Trump, will he nationalize? Maybe. You know, we might get to another place. You can use the Fifth Amendment. The taking clause of the Fifth Amendment just says the government can take someone's property, but you get fair market compensation for it. It's all legal. And we've seen it with eminent domain for a highway exit ramp coming through someone's neighborhood. He could do this and would be all constitutionally upheld by this Supreme Court that will do anything he wants and starts buying assets. Say, we have to own this company or this company. We're going to see more mergers, getting back to your point earlier. They're so happy to get Adina Khan at the FTC. This DOJ and FTC has done a great job at standing up to consumers. Preventing mergers are great for corporations. They're bad for consumers.
Yeah.
This new, I mean, David Zaslav from Warner Brothers said right away, the days after Trump won, we're going to be able to usher in more mergers now because streaming platforms are cannibalizing each other.
I'm with you. Dean Holder right there. We'll be right back with Dean Obidal at 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Dean Obidal is with me today, and check out his Substack, Dean's Report, over at Substack.com. It's really worth reading. We'll be right back with Dean.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
I really can't stay.
Bulls, it's cold outside.
Trump won't go away.
Liberals, you've nowhere to hide.
His tweets are so grim.
He's just warming up again.
Chaos is great.
Your outrage is late.
The courts are his toys.
The rules, it's cold outside.
He silences voice.
Democracy's just his right.
Welcome back, 22 minutes past. Dean Obidala is with us, the host of the Dean Obidala Show, right here on Sirius XM Progress, one channel 127, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And he's got an extraordinary Substack newsletter, one of the best out there. It's called The Dean's Report. And you can find that over at Substack.com and just plug in Dean's Report or DeanObidala.Substack.com. He's also on Blue Sky at Dean Obidala, so check it out. Dean, one of your articles, one of your Dean's Report articles, talked about the gathering storm and how this arrives on January 20th. And what we can do to prepare for a Trump presidency. I thought that was brilliant. Lay it out
well,
for us.
Sure, and that term is actually from Winston Churchill. I mean, yes. He has a whole series of books. The Gathering Storm was the rise of Nazi Germany, and he saw what they meant, and he was warning out there. Winston Churchill, I'm inspired by him in certain areas, and one is his steadfast refusal to bend the knee to Hitler when people were saying, well, make a deal. And he was warning about Hitler. Hitler was in the early days before he started the Blitzkrieg. So the gathering storm is what Winston Churchill warned about. And I think that's instructive to us. There is a gathering storm. And this is the lull before that storm. On January 20th at noon Eastern time, Donald Trump will become president. My view, and I tell this to people not to scare anyone, but so they can prepare, is that it'll be worse than you imagine. It is worse than we want to imagine. You could imagine it, but you don't want to. That's what I think it's going to be. And I say that, you mentioned Timothy Snyder. In his book on tyranny, he talks about when the unimaginable happens, don't be silent. You have to prepare for it. And the idea of being these fascists, authoritarians, want to scare you and paralyze you with fear. So what you do is prepare now. And how we prepare now is by building more alliances now, getting more active in organizations now, building friends, kindred spirits online, if it's Blue Sky, wherever it might be, you know, tuning into Tom's show, my show, the other shows, becoming part of these communities, joining organizations, maybe Move On, Indivisible, you pick their organization, but prepare now. And Democratic leaders have abandoned us, except for a few people. Bernie's still out there speaking out and others. You know, Vice President Harris and I was a big fan in the campaign. You know, we see a report last week. She might, her career is not over. She might run for governor. She might run for president in the future. You're our leader. You told us Trump was a fascist threat. Literally, you said fascist, a threat to our democracy. And where are you? Where is Joe Biden, who said that Donald Trump and MAGA was an existential threat to the foundation of our republic? His exact words. You're a welcoming guy to the White House. You should be leading in one voice, a playbook, saying, look what's coming, and here's how we're going to fight it. Instead of rolling over by them and hearing Tom talking about Democrats saying, we're finding common ground with Trump. Why is it Republicans never try to find common ground with Joe Biden or Barack Obama? All they try to do is make them a one-term president and defeat them and block them every way possible. We need Democrats who are fighters. Either they lied to us about the threat that Trump was, and they weren't lying, and now they backed off because it's easier to do this. So the base has to be the leadership going forward. We have to take the fight to Trump. I keep saying this. We know who Trump is. There'll be no honeymoon. There's no meeting him halfway. And more importantly, we know who we are. And we're not going to compromise our values for this man to get along and go along. It's not going to happen. Not on our watch. This is our republic, and we're going to keep fighting for it.
Did you ever read the history of the White Rose Society in Germany?
No, but you mentioned it to me, I think, and I should look. I love reading, so I've got a lot of books.
It was a college student-led movement.
Oh, yes.
And they killed the students. The man and woman who were kind of boyfriend-girlfriend who started the thing ended up being very, very publicly executed. And arguably that's because they really didn't get their act together until well into the 30s. And, you know, we have now the benefit of history. So, you know, in our final 30 seconds here, your thoughts on that?
Look, Hitler, again, using that analogy, the first camps he built were for political dissidents and his critics and had them killed the night of the long knives, the blood purge. Then it became later the Holocaust. He first came to silence critics. Donald Trump will follow that thing. I just don't know if it's going to be bloody or it's going to be just using the threat of DOJ to silence you, me, and everyone else with me.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out. The great Dean Obidala. Check out his Substack, Dean's Report, over on Substack.com. And, of course, right here on SiriusXM every weekday, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dean, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thanks, Tom. Great chatting with you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Events in Georgia and Washington, D.C. will honor the life and service of the late President Jimmy Carter in Plains and Atlanta and in Washington, D.C. starting Saturday. CBS's Mark Strassman is in Carter's hometown, where it's about family.
Jimmy Carter had 4 children, 11 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren. Chip Carter is one of his 3 sons. He released a statement for us. I'm going to read a piece of it here. My father was a hero not only to me, but to everyone who believes in peace, human rights, and unselfish love.
1 million people are expected in Times Square for the New York Eve's party. Mayor Eric Adams says some of them will be police officers.
There'll be officers in uniform and out of uniform. We're going to make sure we have the omnipresence of the blue uniform would always bring that level of security. But there are many officers that have plainclothes assignments to give the element of surprise.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Packers lose to the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Vikings jumped out to an early lead again against Green Bay and held on to win this time 27-25 over the Packers. Former Packer Aaron Jones says, from Justin Jefferson to tight end TJ Hockenson, the Vikings have depth.
We have weapons, and I think that's what was scary. We got so many playmakers, so guys understand that, and they make the most of their opportunities.
The Packers plagued with penalties, illegal formation, offsides on a field goal, even 12 men on the field. At Coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that was on us as coaches. Called the personnel, somebody heard it different, and that's how we got 12 in the huddle. That's the first time that's happened in a really long time. You know, those are drive-stopping penalties.
And the NFL has announced that the Packers' final regular season game is Sunday at noon when they host the Bears. NBA, the Bucks lost to the Bulls over the weekend. Tomorrow, they play the Pacers in Indiana for an early New Year's Eve game. Tip-off time is 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some areas of dense fog in the overnight, cloudy skies and northerly winds as temperatures drop back into the upper 20s. On Tuesday, some isolated snow showers around, cloudy skies. Northwest winds will be breezy, high temperatures in the lower 30s. It's 30 at our studios.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jade, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers, will be here with a Tuesday tangent from Luke, and we'll celebrate the new year. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
His voice.
Democracy's just his right.
The middle class sings.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. David in San Francisco. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Oh, thanks, Tom. Yeah, I first of all want to thank you for running through that Barbara Honecker list of the
10% off membership. Only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You also get their newsletter, their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit fffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511. Join the fight for freedom for religion today. Text fees may apply.
I'm wondering what's under the tree. I saw Daddy joking with old Santa Claus. Trading stories by the fire.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Dave in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Dave, what's up? Dave?
Get into what I...
Oh, and, there you are.
And
start over.
I got to thinking on while I was on hold on that first day where this Holman or whatever the guy's name is who claim he's going to deport a million people.
Right.
Wouldn't Tom it Holman. Be a hoot now if Mexico's president had all their borders and airports closed to traffic from the U.S.? Irony. Yeah.
Well, she can do a lot of damage to us. I mean, you know, Mexico is our number one largest trading partner. It might be Canada, but, you know, Mexico and Canada are our number one and two trading partners. And so if she were just to slow down traffic, you know, just to go for like massive border inspections or something that slowed down the transportation of, you know, cars made in Mexico into the United States or parts made in Mexico into the United States or. I mean, you know, I believe Chevy makes their engines down in Mexico now and then, you know, ships them up to Detroit for assembly.
Speaking about
damage.
Canada, I see some today where Canada's deputy PM has resigned too, so, but.
Oh, really? What's that about?
And I don't know, I've seen it on the CNBC.
Yeah. You saw that Doug Ford said that he would cut off electricity to Michigan and New York State, if Trump imposed tariffs on any companies in Ontario.
Yeah, what I was going to talk to you about Saturday, talk about tone deaf on that that Army Navy game. Where was President Biden and/or Vice President Harris? Neither had made an appearance to that game, known as the game.
Yeah.
After all, they are the current commander-in-chief and vice commander-in-chief to these academies. And
right.
Instead, there was Trump and Vance and all of his henchmen up in that booth.
And Daniel Perry.
I'm sorry, Trump is not the president yet. He's only a civilian.
Well, and he was making a huge statement by saying, here we are to honor the white guy who killed the black guy in the subway.
Yeah, that he was up there too, exactly. Yeah. Like I said, tone deaf there and that. And
yeah.
But, you know, to me, it was kind of shame on them. You know, this way, you know, she has been kind of invisible since the loss.
I agree.
And it kind of makes me wonder who's really running this country anymore, because, you know, they're just kind of, you know, marking time, as they will, or something.
Yeah, no, this is a moment in time when we actually need leadership, and we're not. And
exactly.
And we don't.
And, you know, if nothing else, Harris should be around the White House or make some FaceTime, you know, because, you know, I don't know, there's something with Biden, you know, he's not well somewhere. But,
well, he's inarticulate is the problem. I mean, he doesn't speak well. He stutters, and between that and his age, he's, you know, he just has a hard time with press conferences and things, unfortunately, tragically. But, you know, somebody should be raising hell.
But they do play for what they call the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. And he's not there. And then what finally burned me up was Vice President Harris not making it. But earlier in the fall, she somehow made it to her alma mater, Howard's, you know, reunion, homecoming.
Yeah.
I guess she got priorities, huh?
Well, that was a pitch for the black vote, and right now neither of them are running for anything, but that doesn't mean that they should abrogate the responsibility to be the leaders of the Democratic Party.
Exactly.
Dave, thanks a lot for the call, and happy holidays,
Tom,
to you.
Be well.
And yours. Yeah, thank you. Howard in Los Angeles. Hey, Howard, what's on your mind today?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I was kind of disgusted, dismayed, and hurt by the shooting in Madison, Wisconsin with them kids. That's too much. I want to know, what are these people that have the power to do something about it? Why don't they do something? Are they in the gun lobby that much? You got that much control or something? Yeah. I was telling you, screaming when I was going to school back in the day, only thing I had to worry about was bullets, you know? Mm-hmm. Bullets didn't carry guns. They didn't carry knives. Just go out there and duke it out with your fists, you know? And matter of fact, the high school I went to, a guy got killed up there before I started. I was going to go to another high school as a result of that. But I changed my mind and said anything, it was like a run home from school. But it's a shame these leaders don't take the time to think about the average person. I guess they got a lot of security around their family and kids, so they have to worry about it. But everybody else, we have to worry. We have to go here and there and, you know. But it's a shame. It's a shame.
I'm with you, Howard. I'm with you. And to those CEOs who are hiding under their desks and hiring security and all freaked out and whatnot, I say, welcome to America. Talk to a school child. School children are braver than CEOs these days. That should tell you a hell of a lot. Howard, thank you. Bob in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good day to you.
Thank you. Back at you, Bob.
Hey, we're trying to keep afloat. I just want to challenge this concept of dark times versus what it's ever been. I mean, it's alarming to me that so many educated people seem to be so taken aback, like the previous caller was saying just there, who's in charge here? Who's in charge of our country? Who's running this show? Who runs our government? This question's been asked my entire life. It's not getting better, but I want to keep it as brief as possible here. We have been fighting for human rights and civil rights all of our lives. We're going to keep trying to make democracy happen. Dark times, if they can keep from pushing the nuclear button, we'll all be okay, except for this troubling situation of overpopulation and pollution. And when people try to work in nuclear power as an answer to that, because we need so much electricity, well, that is going to lead to some very dark times.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about dark times, it's not about what the fascists are going to impose upon the American people, because we're not going to put up with that. Now, in not putting up with that, people are going to face themselves and each other.
Yeah.
And it's going to be ugly. It's going to be violent, because that's the way the people who are controlling things want to keep it. Yeah. They want to keep us divided. Now, when you talk about senators, congressmen, Supreme Court members, you know, judges, all of these official people, they can get busy doing something about this if they want to. They can get together behind closed doors and start talking about what
they don't want to, Bob. They just want to keep taking money from the gun industry and from the fossil fuel industry. And you know that.
How wrong they are.
Yeah. No, I agree, Bob. I completely agree. And thanks for the call. David in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Oh, well, yeah, I agree with Bob. I'm wanting to amplify what you were saying here. Indulge me for a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. What we've had for a long time is health care by extortion. Pay or suffer and die. And that's been the very basis of it. Now, with these whole things where everybody needs bodyguards and stuff, well, the bodyguards, okay, they're taking their life in the hands. They're supposed to take a bullet or something. Well, if they get shot, well, they're going to need health care. And if 10 years after they've been shot and they still can't feel their leg or something, and then the insurance company says, well, we're not covering anymore, or they've gotten absorbed, well, too bad. So sad. Now, Trump doesn't like our military because we, and I'm a vet, are suckers and losers. So, and he wants to get rid of the VA, so that means health care.
Yeah.
But if we're a soldier, you're going to get shot at. Well, you kind of like to know that. It's, you know, we can't return alive. It's not like you're not supposed to return alive like we felt when we came out of Vietnam.
Yeah.
So, you know, this whole thing now with dental, I had cousins, they're dead now. One was both of them were World War II vets, and his healthcare dentistry is the bastard child of medicine that no one wants to acknowledge. So it's always been treated that way. Even in, you look at England, why everybody has bad teeth. Money is the problem.
Yeah.
And this has been a long threat. There have been voices in the wilderness all the way through the 80s that were going against free trade, the whole idea that this is a fallacy. I mean, I got on the phone a couple of times and talked to Bloomberg back in the early 90s on the Diane Rehm show about how I didn't see this idea of free trade was conducive to the position of the United States in trade negotiations or for military defense, considering how much of our military was based on high tech. But, you know, that was poo-pooed. We were extending standing charity to build up the
it was going to mean peace for the world, David. All these countries that we traded with, you know, no two countries with McDonald's have ever gone to war with each other.
Knowledge workers. Yeah. They're going to be knowledge workers. These mammon worshippers have, you know, the thing is, you've got, like, okay, for instance, with Aetna, they have dentistry. But there's nobody in Tulsa, Oklahoma, or in Oklahoma that actually is part of their dentistry network.
Brilliant, brilliant. David, I got to run. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back. 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with you. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit fffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my name, Hartman, with two N's, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511. Text Hartman to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. you stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey K., a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You ever exercise and watch your diet in an effort to get your cholesterol numbers down and you just don't see the results you're looking for? Well, consider this. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, it also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly 3 times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, 3 times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking my Superbearing. I always remember to take my one capsule a day. I think it's one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart's health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbearing.com. to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, superbearing.com, code TOM.
Checking it twice, seeing who he'll assist. Santa's been listening, the word's getting clear. He tunes to Tom Hartman this time every year. Does Santa Claus listen to the Tom Hartman show? He's learned about democracy and all we should know. When leaders are dirty, the coal starts to flow. Does Santa Claus listen to the Tom Hartman show? He heard about Trump and his undemocratic ways, the lies, the corruption, and games he plays. Santa shook his head and said, that's
welcome back,
right.
53 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, John in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Hey, John, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, for a long-time caller, first-time caller.
And I've got three quick points.
Okay.
First, you had a lady that called earlier that said that UnitedHealthcare had done away with dental policies. No, they haven't. They have with two plans, which are for special need persons. And what they do, they give you $54 a month on a flex card to use for grocery, gas, whatever. But you can buy from UnitedHealthcare your dental plan for $54 a month.
Okay.
So they just basically turned it into an additional fee. Also, on Medicare Advantage, for people like me, I'm on SSDI, and I'm basically locked out of Medigap plans. I can't get one because of my not 65. Mm-hmm. So it leaves it as the only option really for me. And the third thing, and this is the nuclear weapon I'm going to drop on your listeners, is that Chuck Schumer needs to step up and put down a vote to get the disability of Trump, as he is an adjudicated insurrectionist, and they should have the vote to see if they can take that disability off of him and let it end up going to the Supreme Court and make them eviscerate the rest of the 14th Amendment. Section 3.
I completely agree with you, John. I completely agree with you. It's not going to happen, but I completely agree with you. And, you know, sadly, I mean, you know, Chuck Schumer, he's getting judges confirmed, and that's a good thing. But generally speaking, I'm not. Anyway, thank you, John.
I know.
Excuse me. Mike in New Smyrna Beach, Florida. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
I had two thoughts, two questions. First one is, do you think it would be possible for the European countries to, and maybe could Biden help facilitate it, put together enough money, support, weapons for Ukraine when Trump ends support on our side? And the second
question we're hearing, let me just answer that first. What we're hearing from President Macron of France and others is, yes, they fully intend to do everything they can.
Oh, that's encouraging to know, because I've sort of, like many on the left, I've just, after the election, I stopped listening to news because I just couldn't take it anymore. So
yeah, I
listened to folks like you. And so I haven't heard the latest on that. That's encouraging. And the second question is, and you were just talking about Viktor Orban and what he did in his country. What can we do to help prevent Trump and Republicans from doing what leaders like Orban and Putin have done, where their people think they're having an election, but the leaders know they're going to win?
What can we do to stop?
To prevent that from happening here.
Yeah, get involved in politics. Show up at your local Democratic Party meeting. Join one of the groups out there like Indivisible. Get active. I mean, that's our best chance right now, Mike. Mike, thanks a lot for the call. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. Thank you for being with us. Don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active. Now is a great time to join one of these just great groups out there. Tag your it. Have a great afternoon. I'll catch up with you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Pat Kreitlow.
Well, not exactly. No Pat Kreitlow Monday or Tuesday, but you'll have Greg Bach and Dr. Kristen Lierley, so you better tune in. I better tune in.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. As the nation prepares to say farewell to the late 39th President Jimmy Carter, CBS's Ed O'Keefe has reaction from some of the few who have held that job.
Former and President-elect Trump said while he strongly disagreed with Carter, the late president worked hard to make America a better place, and for that, I give him my highest respect. Bill Clinton, now the only surviving president from the 20th century, said Carter worked tirelessly for a better, fairer world.
Outside the White House, reflections on Carter's life.
Leading by example, you know, he had Bible study, he did Habitat for Humanity. Those are all good examples of how we should lead and how we should interact with our fellow Americans.
At Habitat for Humanity, CEO Bernadette Kelleher said it's impossible to quantify how far and deep his impact is in hammer, nail, and spirit.
He didn't just feel